My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sean put the poll up, and it's a good poll, but to me it's not even a question anymore. Like, which AFC South opponent do you hate the most? And obviously the options are Colts, Titans, and Jaguars. It's not even a question anymore, is it? It's the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's the Titans because of the off the field stuff with the throwbacks and the Oilers and all that stuff. I think so. That's, to me, that's my number one.
Chris?
Just them bringing that them uniforms back out. It's just like, all right, they kind of make
and Amy Adams,
the fake Oilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah. But I look, you can't look past the Colts too. I think the Colts, they've been, I feel like that's where the chirping been.
Yeah.
Like, it been a lot of back and forth, you know, CJ talking his talk, Zaire Franklin talking his talk.
Yeah.
What's his name? EJ Speed. He been doing his talk too. And then the way the season ended last year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meat left on that bone, man. I wouldn't sleep on that from a competitive point.
But how he phrased the question here, it to me is the most important part. He said, which AFC South opponent do you hate the most? Because, like, in terms of rivalry, football rivalry, I think the Colts are going to be the biggest competition.
Yeah.
And traditionally have been. Like, back when Peyton Manning was there and Andrew Luck was there, the Texans and Colts were always...
Andy still hate the Colts.
Still hates the Colts because of that. But I don't hate the Colts. I think it's the best rivalry. Like, on the field, that's your biggest competition for me this year. But it's an easy answer which team I hate the most.
Yeah, 100%. No, I 100% agree, especially the way your girl Amy Adams, how she been rolling out and how she been pretty much disrespecting the Texans and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's a team I hate. I just, like, I don't care if they could be 0-16, man.
Yeah.
0-17. I want them to suffer.
I it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, let's say the Astros probably hate the Yankees the most, but the team they, you know, but that's not necessarily the team they always have to go through. They have to go through the division. They have to go through the Mariners. They have to go through, you know, some of these other things. So that maybe that might not be a great example.
To me, I think of, like, my home city, Cleveland, and how Cleveland and Pittsburgh hate each other.
Yeah.
And just it haven't really been a rivalry that much because Pittsburgh always come out on top. They never really had to go through Cleveland.
Yeah.
But the Steelers hate the Browns as, like,
they
so
hate them.
Much.
It's not their biggest football rival.
Yeah, it's not their rival, but they always want to beat the Browns no matter how bad the Browns are.
Yeah.
They never just, the Browns ain't the rival. They hate the city of Cleveland, and they always want them to suffer no matter what.
Yeah. I actually had this earlier, and we'll revisit it tomorrow as well. But, like, there are just some teams that you just arbitrarily hate. Like, for no particular reason.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. I'll give you an example. I shouldn't hate Ole Miss. I shouldn't. Like a kid, Robinson, that grew up with my son. Like, he's part of the family. Went to Ole Miss. Actually played there for a year. Some of our best friends, you know, live in Oxford. And you know, like I said, they're some of our best friends. They're Ole Miss fans. For some reason, like, what's the most arbitrary? I really shouldn't hate this team, but I just do. Ole Miss just irritates me. Like, I've been to a bunch of games there, both professionally and as a fan. And it's just like it's like its own little world, like it like stuck in the 70s or something, and just sort of like fake. And I just don't. It just I can't explain it. That's the whole point. I don't know why I shouldn't hate Ole Miss. I've got best friends and kids that I know that went there and love it. For some reason, I just hate Ole Miss. Do you have one of those?
I'm gonna piss you off so much, man.
A&M.
Yes.
Why?
Man. I'm right there with you, Figgy.
Why?
And see, this is the thing. Like, when I moved down here, like, I had no horse in the fight. I ain't know nobody from A&M and all that. I had no issue. Actually, I was kind of like a John McClain.
It's just God's country.
I just want anybody from Texas to win. I was kind of in that boat. But it seemed like whenever football season come around, and they kind of act like a little bit of Cowboy fans a little bit. Like, oh, yep, this is our year.
Yeah, but it is. This time, man, I really mean it.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. And then it just saying
they support the squad better than anybody.
But see, I feel like with me moving down here, I feel comfortable enough where I could kind of jump on U of H bandwagon, or even jump on University of Texas bandwagon. Yeah. It seemed like that's kind of cool, but I feel like I need an Aggie ring to even be a part of Texas A&M.
No, that's not true. I feel
like if I walked in here with an Aggie shirt on, everybody going to be like, what class? What class?
You got a ring?
Like, where's your ring at?
Where's your ring?
And I got to do all of this weird stuff y'all be doing, man, that I'm not a part of. I feel like I can't just support the team as just a regular fan.
Mine's going to be same thing as Figgy, the Aggies.
Oh, and come then, on.
I'm sorry, man. It's just... Not you or Team Out, but like there's some annoying Aggie fans. I mean, that's just every fan base.
Yeah.
But UTSA, man, there are I-35 rivals, and they do a lot of talking over there.
Even been around that long in football.
Yeah, and they have been better than Texas State, but it's just like, just tired of y'all Roadrunners, man. Y'all go away, man. Y'all go away. We're the real college school in San Marcos, and although they're like in San Antonio, just like we're the real college town, baby. We're the real college town. But yeah, them Aggies, man.
It's funny, and I like A&M people too, man. Like I think it's one of the coolest schools, one of the coolest places to go to. But sometimes I just feel left out. Like, whenever y'all be walking, it's a bunch of Aggies on this floor.
We'll bring you the game, man. You'll be all in.
I just feel like...
You'll be sawing varsity's horns off, man.
I feel like I got to be a part of this secret club to be...
No, you don't.
Down with y'all, man.
No, you don't. Chris, have you been to an Aggie game?
And then they be walking around. Howdy.
No, I have not. I actually told Tyler I want to go.
Well, what? See...
I do want to go.
Y'all are passing judgment. Nah, they never even been
there. I do want to go, man. Like, that's on my bucket list to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just be like, man, y'all doing the most and ain't win. And y'all ain't won nothing.
Yeah.
Like, right come on now.
Right on cue from Tyler Milner.
Uh-oh.
Mike Elko's going to change everything. It's our time now.
See, that's the type of stuff, man. We need y'all to be a little humble, man.
No, man.
I understand if y'all won a bunch of national championships and stuff like that, but damn, man.
It's funny. By the way, the afternoon guys, they're going to have D'Amico Ryans. Sit down interview with D'Amico Ryans today.
From Big Bessemer.
We can change your minds. Aggies, that's God.
Hey, I'm down for going to a game and all that stuff. Like, I don't know any bad Aggies and nothing like
best
that.
Best place in the world.
But sometimes y'all be a little frustrating, especially with the product on the field.
We're honest. We're level-headed. All that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.